Play Scheme Story, Day 4, The Shoe of Shoeliness. Aunt Marge stared at the strange old trainer on Wuchu's foot, and then she turned to Dr. Wu and looked at him very sternly. "What are you doing with that?" she said.
There's a very, very good reason why I have, yes, really? Is there really, asked Aunt Marge. There jolly well ought to be. Tell me, where did you get it and why do you still have it?
Well, there was a thing and then there was another.
I don't get it, said Sarah. Why are you getting all stressed about a shoe?
That is not a shoe, said Aunt Marge. Well, it is a shoe at the moment. And then, well, it'll make sense in a minute. Wooly, spatula.
Dr. Wu handed over the spatula without even a flicker of protest. Sarah began to feel uneasy, like he really had done something very bad.
Aunt Marge got up. She took the trainer from Wutu and put it very carefully on the table, with all their cups and saucers and cakes and things.
"Ew," said Sarah, "that's a manky old trainer. What are you putting it there for?"
"Just wait a minute and you'll understand," said Aunt Marge. She took the spatula, pressed some different buttons, and held it over the manky old trainer. As she did so, it shimmered and changed into something completely different. It was a glowing white ball hovering just above the table.
"Wow," said Sarah.
"Oh, this is very pretty. I like it much nicer than the little shoe," said Wutu.
"I should think so," said Aunt Marge. And as she turned to go and sit down, the myriad at the garden gate got a much better view of what was on the table, and it sent them into a frenzy. Poyoyoyoying, poyoyoyoying, poyoyoyoying. They banged and banged and banged on the force field, but with no luck, they could not get in.
"What's up with them?" said Sarah in alarm. "Why are they banging so hard?"
"They want this," explained Aunt Marge.
"Want it? Why?"
"Why don't you explain, Dr. Wu?" said Aunt Marge.
"What?"
"It's a shoe of shoeliness," said Dr. Wu.
"Nicer now, dear, so that we're all very clear about what on earth you've done. And it is on earth, which makes it even worse."
"It's the shoe of shoeliness," said Dr. Wu in a real huff.
"And I didn't mean to. It was there. I've never ever been so close to it before. And it was just so, and I thought, and maybe no one would, and it's so much more nice and interesting than a teaspoon."
"A teaspoon?" repeated Sarah.
"Yes, a teaspoon."
"Oh," said Aunt Marge, slapping her hand against her forehead. "Oh, now I understand. This is your souvenir thing, isn't it? You like to go round in time and space and collect souvenirs of historical moments. Are you still doing that? I thought you'd grown out of that, Wooly."
No, I'm still very much immature," said Dr. Wu, "and quite happy to collect things, thank you very much."
"Collect things?" said Sarah.
"Yes, I like to collect things. You know, I like to travel through time and space, and sometimes I go to places where something really exciting's happening, and I like to just take away a little, you know, souvenir, like a teaspoon or a pencil or maybe a sandal or a bit of a spear. I mean, it's not a crime. Nobody will miss those things. They're not significant."
"Unlike the shoe of shoeliness," said Aunt Marge pointedly.
Well, it looked like a trainer," said Dr. Wu. "You can't say that to me," said Aunt Marge. "All time travellers recognise the shoe of shoeliness for what it is. You know that. No excuses."
I don't understand," said Sarah. Why is this so important? Why is it such a problem?"
"The shoe of shoeliness," explained Aunt Marge gently, "is a very rare, very powerful object." The myriad, still going frantic at the gate, seemed to be nodding in agreement. "It is immensely powerful. The shoe of shoeliness appears at any and every moment in history which is significant, and not just on this planet, but other planets too, and across the galaxy. The shoe of shoeliness acts a little bit like a highlighter pen, or a bookmark, if you like. It marks the points in history which are significant. Things like when a queen is crowned, or the first rocket goes into space, or when a special baby is born. But not just the big important things, it marks the little things, the quiet, the unseen things, the things that people wouldn't necessarily notice or realise was a significant moment, not until much, much later. The shoe of shoeliness marks those things too. But surely someone would see if some great big shiny white ball turned up in the middle of their whatever they're doing, said Sarah. Exactly, said Aunt Marge, exactly. So what happens is the shoe of shoeliness transforms itself into an object that will settle in the background that nobody will notice. In this case, a slightly grubby old trainer. Nobody would see it, nobody would know, unless you are a time traveller. The time travellers can sense the vibrations given off by such an artefact. It's almost like a kind of a whom kind of feeling when you go near it. They would know what it was, even if it was in disguise. Which is why you should not have taken it, she said to Dr. Wu, turning to him sharply and frowning. I don't know, said Dr. Wu. You should not have taken it, repeated Aunt Marge. Do you have any idea what you've done? And why did you take it in the first place, especially since you knew what it was? Oh, I didn't mean to, said Dr. Wu. It's just, I've never been this close to it before. And we were just there, and it was Jane's house, and I didn't think anyone would... Jane's house? Repeated Sarah. Yes, I found a shoe of shoeliness at Jane's house. See, I kind of like play scheme, you know, with the tents and the gunge and the running about and hula hoops and things like that. And I thought I'd go and see. I'd travel back along the timeline of play scheme to see when it was and how it really all started in the beginning. And you know, it was fun. And there were lots of different stories and different people. But eventually I tracked it down. And to my surprise, the shoe of shoeliness was there. I mean, it is significant, actually. It is really important. But I hadn't quite twigged that it was one of the quiet ones, you know? The quiet moments in history that make a difference. Play scheme's been running for 21 years. The children who came at the very beginning have now grown up and they're coming to along as adults. Some of those adults are bringing their own children along to play scheme. Or some of the children who used to go have now grown up and they're coming to help at play scheme. Play scheme has affected hundreds and hundreds of families all across the area, and it all started with a conversation. And it's amazing that that happened. And I saw the shoe of shoeliness there in Jane's house, and Beck was there, and Damon was there, and other people, and they were talking about it, and I couldn't resist it, admitted Dr. Wu in a whisper. They paused for a moment and thought about it. And then Aunt Marge picked up the shoe of shoeliness, well, sort of picked it up because it was hovering now above her hand, and took them indoors. There's something you need to see, said Aunt Marge. They turned on the television and had a look. And on the news, on every channel, and in fact in every language, was the same story. Huge statues, monuments, big castles, famous palaces were all transforming into jelly. And slowly disappearing, melting away as if they had never been there. Oh, no, said Sarah. What? How? Why? Because the shoe of shoeliness, explained Aunt Marge, has been taken out of time and space. All those bookmarks, all those highlighter pen moments have all been unmade, which means all these significant moments in history are being unmade. It means things like play scheme will never happen. Those rockets will never happen because things can be changed. That's why the Myriad want them. They want to change history. They want to use the power of the shoe of shoeliness to change things the way they want to. And without the shoe of shoeliness marking those things, there's nothing to stop them changing anything they want. This is very serious. Wooly, you have to fix this. You have to put it right. Well, yes, of course, I know, I do. But how? It's obvious, isn't it? Said Aunt Marge. Put the shoe of shoeliness back where you took it from. Put it back in the timeline, back into the time-space continuum. What, back at Jane's house? Yes, back at Jane's house. Put it back where you found it, exactly where you found it and when you found it, and everything should settle itself back again. What happens if he doesn't? Said Sarah. It means the entire universe will unravel, said Marge simply. Without time, without these markers to keep things in place, there's nothing to stop the universe from unravelling altogether. Unravelling like your Nan's best jumper, in fact. Oh, the one with the flowers on, said Sarah. I really like that one. It took her ages. Yes, I know, it is very nice, isn't it, said Aunt Marge. Now listen, you have got some work to do. You've got to get the Shoe of Shooliness back to where you took it from.
But I can't, said Dr. Wu. Don't you understand? The forces now at work in the time-space continuum are far too powerful for my little toilet. I haven't got enough force, enough thrust, enough energy in the engines to combat it. It'd be like sending a rowing boat out into a hurricane in the middle of the ocean.
Do you need more engine? Said Sarah.
I need more thrust. I need a big push to get me going, and that might just give me enough momentum to get back to where I need to be. But the engines aren't powerful enough for that.
Oh, said Sarah suddenly.
I might be able to help you with that.
But you'll have to wait until tomorrow to find out what happens next.